Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, it is 94 WIP, and I start this segment, John, out of sorts because I don't have my pen cap. I don't like not having my pen cap because, you know, just throws me off. So maybe I'll try to find. Seltzer, find my pen cap. Be a producer, James. Good Lord. All right, let's get.
Just stop worrying about a pen cap. Right, do you have to have a pen cap?
Because I might want to put the pen back in my pocket. And I can't put the pen in my pocket because I don't have a pen cap. But anyway, it's not that big a deal. It's not as big a problem as the Philly center field issue. Hey, let's give everyone a chance right now to win $1,000 as we do at this time every day on our show. You've got that chance right now by texting the word social to 72881. Text social to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide text is going to win $1,000. You've got another chance tomorrow to win $1,000 at this very time at noon. Also later today, in 1 hour, at 1 o'clock to win. Hey, every day on WIP, 8 a.m., noon, 1 p.m., 3 p.m., and 4 p.m., your chance to win $1,000. It's all powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better. Download the BetQL app today. All right, let's do, as we do every Wednesday at this time, we get to it. And it is, of course, AMA, sponsored by Dell Technologies. All righty, James Seltzer, what do inquiring minds want to know today?
All right, let's start on Facebook. Michael Morrow asks, now that the weather is getting nicer, what is something you're looking forward to doing when all restrictions go back to normal?
Hibachi with my kids. I love hibachi. We love hibachi. It's been forever. We haven't been out to eat forever. You know, we've ordered in, that yep. sort of thing. Yep. But just going there where they dice it up right in front of you and they light fires and everyone oohs and ahs and you get some sushi. Oh, man, it's the greatest.
That's good stuff. Hibachi's great. A ton of things, but I think the thing that jumps out in my mind is visit my brother in Los Angeles. I have not visited my brother in L.A. in, I believe, 10 years. That's a long time. I mean, he's my brother. So I see him occasionally here, but not often. I want to go visit my brother in L.A., and I hope to do that sometime this summer.
That's a good one. My mom's coming Tuesday of next week for a year and a half.
Wow.
She lives in Miami, so I haven't seen her a year and a half.
Oh, James, that's great.
It's going to be awesome.
I'm happy for you.
Yeah, I'm really excited. All right. Good question here. This is a tough one for you, though. Gregory Snitsky asks on Facebook, Joe, would you give up watching the West Wing for the rest of your life for any Philly team to have a 10-year dynasty run?
Hey, why do you got to do that to
me? Put
me
in a spot.
Yeah, I don't like it. I'm not a fan of, you know, being in the Voice. I reject the premise of the question. I don't want to answer no.
I mean, man.
I certainly don't want to.
That's the whole point. This is ask me anything.
Yeah, but sometimes whether you're a manager or whether you're a politician, you got to say, I don't accept the premise of your question. I am uncomfortable with that, sir. I mean, are we talking 10 titles in a row? 10 titles.
A 10-year dynasty. So you figure at least like 4 titles in there and 10 years of just top level, probably a
you
couple other appearances.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to make you guys happy with the truth. I probably would give up the West
Coast. Yes!
I mean, if you told me
that's the correct answer.
That one of the teams is about to go on the kind of run the 49ers had in the 80s where they're good all the time and they win 4 titles in 10 years, yeah, I think I would.
It's greater good right yeah. there, Joe. greater good. All right. Elvis Barcellos on Twitter asks, hey, guys, my birthday is Friday. Happy birthday, Elvis. He asks, what's your most memorable birthday?
John, what do you got here?
Jeez. I don't know. We really didn't do a whole lot. Birthdays growing up were just me and my cousins. We'd get together and we'd make a cake and we'd exchange gifts. And this was just two cousins, my two male cousins who lived like half a mile away. That's it. I guess 30th birthday, there was a surprise party, a toga party thrown for me that was pretty amazing. It was
there
when I was playing here.
Memorable.
Yeah, it was playing here, but I was rehabbing my shoulder at the time, and so like it was sort of, you know, put a damper on things a little bit. But that was pretty spectacular. Toga right. party surprise for the 30th.
Very nice. You know, a couple go through my mind. One is 30th birthday party at my mom's house. That was really fun. A lot of people there. That was a good time. You know, last year was I would call it special. I mean, it was early stages of the pandemic, April of last year, about a month and a half after the pandemic began. And my girlfriend set up Zoom calls many of my best high school friends and then many of my best college friends. And I had no idea it was going to happen. And both Zoom conversations were, I think, about 2 hours. So it was about 4 straight hours on Zoom. That was really, like, I needed that. And I was in a bad mood entering that. I was, like, ready to, you know, I don't want to say storm off, but I'm like, I'm going for a ride. I'm just getting out of here. I got to take a ride wherever. And she's like, no, please, please just come back
Trust
for a second.
Me. You don't want to leave.
And I got in front of the computer and saw 16 friends' faces.
That's
and that,
awesome.
That was good stuff.
That is really good stuff. Yeah. All right. Tom from Abington, our good friend, asks for John Ritchie. He says, as we all know, and by his own admission, Joe's a pretty odd dude. In this vein, what is the oddest behavior displayed by the hammer?
There are so many. I think it's odd that you choose to ignore the truth at times. When we'll say, like, Joe, the word is
pundit,
behemoth, not bohemoth.
Yeah, or pundit.
And you say,
right.
You say that, nah, not for me. Yeah, it is for you. It's for everyone.
Dario
it's a
Sarge.
Word. It's our language. Dario Saric. Yes, another great one. You knew his name was Saric, yet you refused to learn.
Well, the Sixers told me for 2 years, maybe even longer, that his name was Dario Saric. So now I got to start calling him.
Yeah, and it's really
Sarge?
Not much of a stretch.
Yeah, it's annoying.
No, it's annoying that you're intentionally abusing our language because you refuse to adapt.
Yeah, three words.
Now, I think that's a quirky thing, to refuse to adapt. It's not a likable quirky thing.
John, what are my three words? James,
deal with it. I love Richie's love for the English language
I know.
And his disdain for when it is abused. All right, let's see. One more, guys. Ryan and Ardmore on Twitter asks, if you could be a character from a movie but live in real life,
oh man,
who would you be?
This is so, I mean, you got to go superhero. And you got to go the most powerful of all superheroes in Superman, right?
Totally agree.
With great power comes great responsibility.
That's all right.
You're all right, like, saving the world, doing those things.
I will try to save the world.
Just have that
I think it'd be awesome to try to save the world. I'll take it and I'll try to use it for good. And it will be stressful at times, but I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I agree. I might keep the cape off so people don't know it's me.
I had a feeling.
You know, I'm like the guy that wins the lottery and doesn't tell anybody so they don't ask me for money.
Joe, where'd you get that car, man? That's a nice car.
So I would use my superhero powers, but without people knowing I'm using them.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well,
fly home after the show.
That is an option. Yeah, think about that. Avoid traffic entirely. Takes you 2 seconds to get home.
I love it.
With all your injuries and stuff, Joe, you wouldn't have to worry about that at all.
Right.
You know, you never get hurt.
Right.
No. Outstanding. And with that, we shut it down. All right, good AMA question today. I actually have a follow-up AMA question, then right back to the phones. So tell me, agree or disagree with this statement. This applies to Hector Neris last night. This applies to any closer in a similar situation. If your team is leading by one run entering the bottom of extra innings in Major League Baseball this year, where the other team gets to start with the batter on second base, it shouldn't count as an official blown save. Hector Neris has a one-run lead last night in the eighth inning. The other team gets a runner on second base to start the inning. It's a loss. You lose the game. But I don't think it should count as a blown save. Agree or disagree?
100% agree.
No, I don't. Hector was poor.
I know he was poor.
I mean, he didn't have his stuff last night.
Shouldn't be blown
he pitched
safe.
Badly. Well, he did blow it.
I mean, the other team started second. I mean, it's a tremendous advantage.
Yeah, but but our guy started at second, too.
I know, and it just goes to show how easy it is to score a run when you start at second base.
Well, they scored more.
Yeah, I get it. Look, it's a loss. He deserves a loss because he gave up not only that run, another run. It's a loss.
Yeah.
I'm simply saying, in the stats of Major League Baseball, I don't think that should go down as a blown save. That's just my opinion. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. All right, Sixers and Nets tonight. It's exciting. Unless it's less exciting if the Nets don't play any of their players, but that makes it easier for the Sixers. Aaron Nola, how concerned are you about him? The Phillies, as a team by extension, they have lost five of their last six. Phils and Mets today, Zach Wheeler with the ball. And also, Flyers, it's just a complete free fall. I mean, it just is. It's actual free fall. Let's go to Sean in Wilmington. What's up, Sean?
I'm going to work.
Shawnee.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy.
Yeah, I want to talk some 76ers. And, hey, Joe.
Hey, buddy. Go ahead, man. Talk Sixers. What do you got?
But I want to tell you something. I want to talk to John because you always cut me off. I never get to finish what
I'm... What'd you say there, Sean?
You always cut me off.
No, I got you. Talk to John, Sean. I'm listening. I'm going to stand out of this one. It's you and Richie.
Yeah, what is it, Sean?
Go ahead.
You can look for your
John,
pen cap.
I have a Sixers. I have a... you know, one of them fictional characters and something else. But I always get cut off.
Okay.
Well, so I'm going to be real quick about the Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to win tonight.
I agree.
Because this is one, Ben Simmons, this is one of his games, and he's already talked crap.
You think so?
He plays when he wants to play.
Well, it seems that way.
Yeah, he does.
So he wants to play tonight. I, you know what? I'm with you on this. I do think he's properly motivated. I am very disturbed by the fact that it seems like it takes a little more than the regular for Ben to actually give his all. But I think tonight he will give his all.
Right. And I don't like it, but I'm telling you, I don't like it. Believe me, I don't like it.
Yeah.
But I know tonight he's going to show his butt. Yep. That's what he likes to do.
Well, if he shows his butt, he's going to get suspended. Hopefully he just scores some points. I see, Sean. I made a funny right there. It bonds you and me right there.
Yes, you did.
All right.
Now, I'm going to give you two things. First thing I'm going to give you is the
fictional Philly connection. What do you got, Sean?
Dr. Shock, 50 years.
Okay. You got it.
Radio and television, Dr. Shock.
All right. Sean, yeah. I appreciate it. Richie's cutting you off now, just so you know.
He's cut me off.
Yeah, he's giving me the signal that says, let's wrap this call.
I did not do
that. No, I'm playing around. Sean, we appreciate the call, my man. Thanks, pal.
All right, I love you guys.
All right, thanks, buddy. Let's talk to Mike right now in Brumo. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, guys, what's happening?
Hi, Mike.
Joe, I gotta give a shout-out to Fritz, man, because that thing with you and the Saturday, dude, that was awesome. That was so funny.
You're talking about the little...
The Bee Gees.
Yeah, it was... it was... It'll never get old, Mike.
I dance to it. Yeah. I sway. I can't not move to it.
And the shut your hole thing is just, that is, Joe, that's so classic.
Well, that's what we used to say to each other in seventh and eighth grade. Yeah, that was me and my friends. That was a catchphrase, shut your hole.
Yes, but moving on, the Sixers tonight, I'm very excited for the game tonight, but if the Nets don't play anybody, that's on them. And, the Sixers make it to the Eastern Conference Finals or not versus the Nets. I think the Nets are just going to get there, but it's going to blow up in their faces because I think they're going to lose no matter who they play.
So happy if the Nets not going pedal to the metal blows up in the Nets' faces in the playoffs. I would love that. I would love for them to not be cohesive because they haven't played together. They don't have home court advantage. They got to play the Bucks, But I will tell you, Mike, while that could happen. I just tend to think they'll bust through it and win anyway. I really believe that.
Yeah. I also think their lack of defense is going to hurt them.
Yeah, except for when they actually try in the playoffs, well, and I expect that they will.
Yeah.
And Mike, remember this. They don't even have to try defensively in the first round of the playoffs. They don't have to try defensively until the second round. They really only have to play defense for about 5 weeks. And I think three guys that want to win, especially Harden, who's not a good defensive player, but let's be real. That guy's been a great player. He wants a title. I think he'll commit for 1 month to defense or to improve defense.
Yeah, I was all about him coming here. I really was. You know, when they were going to trade Ben, and I think the four first rounders. I think they say that the Sixers or the Rockets didn't want to make the deal with the Sixers, but I think Daryl Morey maybe thought better of it and didn't want to give away four first round.
There's no question in my mind. The sticking point wasn't Simmons; it was how far do you go? Blowing up your future theoretically. Mike, give me a fictional Philly connection.
I will give you real quick. I just want to give a shout out to all the. I mean, I know a lot of people hate on Villanova because they're not technically a city team, but all their guys are coming back next season. They all committed to come back. And I really think that's got to be a big shout-out to Jay Wright and the rest of those guys. I love watching Villanova basketball, and I think they're going to be a really, really good team next year.
Well, they'll be fantastic. One of the best programs in basketball. But I thought Earl left.
I thought he –
What's his name? Robinson Earl? Am I remembering that right?
I think he might have left, but Colin Gillespie
coming
back.
I know.
And then the two other big guys are coming back.
No, I know. But I'm just making a point. You said all the guys, and I think Robinson Earl left. Yeah.
Yes, but my Philly connection. I remember the show Cold Case. It was the whole entire series was based in Philly. It didn't have any big actors in it, but it was a good show and it ran for a really long time.
All right, Mike, you got it, man. Appreciate it.
Shut his hole.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, were you just waiting to play that, James?
Yes.
I gotta remember that one. I gotta put that in rotation. Like John says something stupid, and I say,
shut his hole.
Yeah, and then Andy from Deptford calls in, and he's talking to John. He's giving John the business, and I say, keep going, Andy from Deptford. That's a wonderful call.
That is damn impressive.
There you go. Speaking of Villanova, our next caller, Alan from Villanova on the main line. What's up, buddy?
Yeah,
hi, Alan.
That's perfect timing. How are you guys doing today? Very good show.
Thanks.
Real quick, the Flyers aren't even worth talking about. I can't get too excited about the Sixer game tonight if Brooklyn doesn't play anybody, although you'd have to win the game. It'd be terrible to lose to it.
They'll win the game. See, as Spike was trying to spin a narrative, the Sixers could actually lose if the Nets don't play any of their players. I think there is no chance of that.
I don't know. Spike, I won't knock his dad, but Spike is very, very good.
I know.
Very, very intelligent.
I know he is. And I will say, Alan,
you have a situation where scrubs step it up when players go out. I mean, that could happen. As far as the Phillies go, I'm going to say it's still too early to get super worried, but I think it's time to be somewhat worried about them. And I agree with everything that's been said about Aaron Nola. He's not the number one we thought he was. He's very good, but he's got to prove that he can last, pitch up in big games, and again, like I said before, stay, not lose it down, not lose it in 162 game season in September like he has in the past.
Yeah, I get it.
Really not. Philadelphia connection. I could go super old with the Philadelphia story, but nobody would probably even know what that is with Cary Grant and Kathy Hepburn. So I'll go more modern.
Okay.
But all the ones that I wanted to say have been taken being on hold. Has anybody mentioned John Travolta's turn-in blowout?
No.
No.
And I got to say just one last thing. All the kudos for the guy that mentioned Philadelphia, but let's not forget, aside from Tom Hanks, and Denzel, you had one of the greatest stage actors ever in that movie, Jason Robards Jr.
Well, and there's someone else in that movie, Alan, who's one of the great Philadelphia athletes of all time. Who is it?
Oh, no.
Come on, up in the suite. They're at a game.
Who?
The Doc.
You got me. Are you kidding me? My favorite player of all time. Doc. I didn't even realize he was in the movie. That's bad on my part.
That is bad on your part. And by the way, you should have gone with the Philadelphia story. It would have been a better answer.
Okay.
Alan, good stuff, buddy. Appreciate the call, man.
Bye-bye.
All right, 215-592-9494. Let's talk to...
Blowout. Travolta.
Yeah, what do you know about that, John?
Nothing. Nothing. I mean, it was 1981. I haven't seen it.
Yeah. I mean, Philadelphia story. I haven't seen that, but it's got to be a better answer.
Oh, Philadelphia story is like an all-time movie.
Hey,
yes, for sure.
He said he wanted to say it, but chose not to because he thought a more recent answer it might have a better chance.
Whoops.
I would say whoops to that as well. Let's talk to Matt right now. Matt, you're on WIP.
Hey, what up, guys? How we doing?
Doing well, Matt.
Hey, let's talk. I want to run the gamut with the Phillies issues right now. I'm start with the these knuckleheads in center field. These guys, they're killing me. They're just terrible.
Terrible.
Quinn, he gets a walk, and then he makes a boneheaded play at third. Dude, just stay on the bag. What are you doing? Like, you don't get many opportunities, and you're blowing it.
Well, making
himself look so bad.
He thought he could take two. I mean, he thought he was going to get up, and the ball had sailed over the third baseman's head. It's unacceptable. When that's the only thing you're good at is the, you know, base paths, do it right every time.
Matt, I give him a little more leeway on that than you and John. I mean, look, he thought the ball was in left field. It wasn't. It's why he got up to start running. It's a mistake. You can make the case, yo, dude, wait half a second and let the third base guy instruct you. And he probably should have.
Pay attention to your coach.
I know, but, you know, he's the player, and it's happening very fast.
So, okay. Well, speed's your deal. The Haisley lack of, I don't even know, awareness? I don't even know what you call that. Was he just so afraid he'd mess up that he was frozen in his tracks?
Yes, I think he's afraid it's a triple.
That's what it looked like to me.
Except
he's afraid it's going
to
get by him and be a triple. Yep.
Yeah, as far as what Nola goes, I'm not too worried about him falling off more because he's never really been like a terrible pitcher. He's never really shown that he's been like he can be that bad.
Yep.
So I'm not too worried about it. It's only been a few starts, but you know, they dropped five.
He's our one.
They got to pick it up. But.
Yeah. Aaron Nola's our one. You're saying you're not worried about it because he's never looked like he's terrible. He's our best pitcher.
Yeah, he does have to be better. There's no doubt. Matt, give me a fictional Philly connection.
I'm sure someone's already said it, but it's always sunny in Philadelphia.
Has been said. Give me a different one.
Silver Linings Playbook.
Has been said. You got one more shot.
Those are the only ones I got. Sorry.
All right, man. Appreciate the call. 215-592-9494. Coming up at 12:45, we'll talk to the Diddy, Ray Dittinger, about 2 weeks from the NFL draft. We'll also get his thoughts on, you know, as we've been talking, the Sixers and the Phillies and the Flyers today. Also up ahead, I'm going to tell you a stat. Some people listening, some of you probably know it. Not a stat, by the way. I mean, say a fact. Some people probably know it. I would guess a lot of people don't know it. I will tell you this. I heard it this morning, and it absolutely shocked me. Shocked me. What it is, I'll tell you next. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. Ray Dittinger with us at 12:45 on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.